Good morning and welcome to Local Matters. Ben Rogers in the studio and always happy to have, well, it's not the four mayors, but it's the three mayors this time. And we're missing Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason. But you know what? We've got a substitute that said they were not speaking, but Mayor Randy Heady's wife, Joyce, is here and she's laughing. I hope she gets to jump in here at some point in time. But I got Jackson County Mayor Randy Heady, White County Executive Denny Wayne Robinson, and Cumberland County Mayor Alan Foster. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Thanks for having us again.
Yep. Glad y'all are here. It's always fun. We're going to get some updates from each of you all. Budget season's upon us, and I know there's a lot of talk. We got legislation going on. We're not going to talk a whole lot about that. But y'all are busy. I bring that up because y'all are busy. Y'all are worried. Y'all are working on legislation. You're looking at budgets and all the other things you're doing around your county. So, not that you're the greatest or the best, but in my heart, Randy, you probably are really close to the greatest and the best. Yeah, okay. So, I will start with Jackson County.
This is one person between us.
Yeah, I know.
At
what? Well, you're the greatest and best at something else. We'll determine that to be named later. Randy, what's going on in Jackson County? What do you got going down up there in the wonderful city, the county and city, Gainesboro, Jackson County?
There's lots of good stuff going on. You know, it's been on the radio a couple of times about the possible boutique hotel we've been working on with an investor out of Nashville. And been a little bit of discrepancy in the reporting, but that's moving forward. Hopefully close on that deal in the near future. I know that the investor is really working hard to get that done. It's past due diligence, and we're just continuing to move forward with that. But That's going to be a big game changer for downtown Gainesboro.
So it's located downtown?
Yeah. It's the old Shamrock Hotel that has been apartments for many years, and it's actually been in pretty bad shape for several years. And so they're going to, you know, do a huge investment there and completely rework how it looks, and that'll be a boutique hotel. I'm excited about what that's going to bring to the downtown and also to the county. That helps the county when we're doing that. Working on some industrial projects, really close on a couple of those, especially one just about across the finish line. So we got a lot going on. Really excited. Good stuff. Applying for grants. Hopefully getting some good news on grants soon and CDBGs and community connectivity grant from ECD. Hopefully we'll get a positive report from that, hopefully in the near future. But a lot of good stuff going on.
So did you listen to the show a couple weeks ago with Hope Vargas on it?
Just a little bit.
Did you hear us talk about you?
No.
Okay.
Well, you can go back and listen.
You go back
to that.
And listen.
I need to do that.
Joyce, you definitely need to listen to that. You'll love it. You'll love it.
Sure.
So, DW, what's going on in White County?
Well, it's budget time in Tennessee, so we're working hard on the budget. Of course, you know, we still got the new state park that we're working on up there, and been meeting this week trying to get a little more land, maybe decide where to put the ranger station and such as that. Actually, it was this morning talking about the connectivity grant, working on a ballpark down there, getting some Wi-Fi in. Then always, White County, you know, we always are working with the trash issue and and negotiating that contract right now. And I see a lot at the end of the tunnel. And I don't think it's a train. I actually believe it's the end of the tunnel.
That's good.
When we talk, you always talk about how much you love trash.
Oh, I love trash.
Yeah. It's your favorite thing to do in county government.
Yes. I have been to so many trash classes and seminars that I am officially licensed by the state of Tennessee to run a landfill. I am officially permitted licensed.
So how many county mayors have that permit or license to do that?
I don't know. I'm probably the only one.
I'd say you're probably close.
Yeah. I got it hanging on my wall.
I don't want that, by the way. I'm just saying. And I can't remember any of you does not want to be that.
You don't want to be the landfill or solid waste director. Well, so the state park, what's it going to be named? Have y'all talked about the name of the state park?
Yeah.
Denny Wayne Robinson State Park?
I was going to say that.
I threw that up, but they didn't seem to. It ain't landed yet.
No. You're not dead yet. It's probably
go short and just go DW. Yeah.
Just go
DW State Park.
Got a ring to it.
DW.
Yeah. There's a couple of things. It's probably going to be the Scotts Gulf Wilderness Area.
Okay. So it's at Scotts Gulf, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I think how many state parks do y'all have in White County?
None are officially in White County. Rock Island, a lot of Rock Island's in our park. A lot of Burgess Falls is in White County, but I think like where the office is and stuff.
So Rock Island's in Warren County and Birch Falls in Putnam County. Yes. I didn't know that.
But the most of the park stuff is actually in the county.
And people sometimes get confused. Virgin Falls is not a state park, but it could be probably.
Well, hopefully it will be after this.
So, okay.
Yeah, this will be part of it.
Oh, good. Yeah. So that's where that's at.
Yes,
okay.
That's where it's at.
That's why I didn't know. Yes. You're educating me today. Okay. I appreciate it. Good. So Virgin Falls is a hike now.
It is.
Don't go without water and stamina.
Exactly.
All right, Alan, what about Cumberland County?
We got a lot going on, too. We just got our new codes program going at the 1st of January. It has been a lot more going on than what I anticipated for it. I know we're north of 30, 40 building inspection applications and permits already. So it's busy. It's well busier than what we thought. Part of that is Flat Rock. They're pulling a lot of permits and things out in that area, but you know, Fairfield and the different areas are growing. So we've got that going. That has been thank you, DW, for with helping out with your people down there to help get us trained up and get going. That was a real help, and Mayor Porter was as well, but I really appreciate that.
We just got ours up and going, so we was real fresh, and the roadblocks that you're going to hit. Are you doing residential, or are you doing commercial?
We're going after commercial too.
We're going to eventually. Yeah.
We're already started it, and it's a big chore to get these programs going, and got the right people in place. We've got a lot of county construction going on too. Of course, the way that goes, we work on projects forever, and then all of a sudden they're both in the construction phase at once with our archives facility and with our courthouse. We finally got people in and working on both of those at the same time. Just a lot going on, budget coming up. Hired us a new finance director.
Well, so, let's talk about Nathan that retired in, what, December? Nathan Brock?
Yes, officially the end of December.
Yeah, I mean, been there how long?
Let's see, it was built in 2005. A little after that somewhere. He was there 30-plus years.
I mean, that's a lot 30, of knowledge.
That's a lot of knowledge, a lot of institutional knowledge.
But now you went through a transition, and now you have a new finance director.
Yeah, Jennifer Turner is the new director. She started actually Monday. She's been the deputy director there for several years, and looking forward for great things.
She's no stranger to it. So
no stranger at all. She's good. Been with the county. She probably wouldn't want me to tell you, but for quite a while.
Well, already. I know when there was talks about Nathan retiring, DW said, "Do not call my finance director."
I called.
Okay.
But we hired Jennifer.
Okay.
All right. Chad wouldn't have me.
DW spoils him.
Yeah. That's another one. We use Chad. Chad's been a good resource for us.
He is a good resource. We're lucky to have him.
He's one of the best in the state. I'll just say it. Absolutely. He's just – and he works hard. So, Randy, y'all talk about doing building codes. You got two counties in here. Has that ever come up in Jackson County?
Yes, no.
Yes and no.
Yes, yes and no. It comes up and no.
Well, so you've been in longer, so what's been the advantages, DW? Let's just talk about having your own codes department.
Well, the revenue, the state was doing it, and so all the revenue left the county and went to the state, and they got to distribute it out from Nashville. We get to keep the revenue locally. Just like Alan said, it's done better than what we ever imagined it would. We're probably averaging through the planning commission right now 30 to 40 plats per month, which for us is a humongous growth.
Is it all over White County or is it localized?
No, it's all over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me ask the question. Was you a commissioner when they brought building codes in?
I was, yes.
So how did the public receive that? And I'm out of curiosity because the biggest worry that you have with a county such as Jackson, right? And there's a lot of us. I'm not the only county that don't have building codes.
Oh, wow.
What you worry about is the public perception, right? Because you hear all the time, I don't want somebody to tell me how to build a barn. I don't want you to tell me how to build my shed or my addition. You know what I'm saying?
We don't inspect barns or sheds.
Yeah. Agriculture is exempt
anyway. Yeah, agriculture is exempt.
So how'd the public receive that, D-Dub?
It was mixed. There were some people that were against it. But if you are a quality builder and you care about your product – You're for this because people coming in just throwing up stuff that wasn't up to code, was dangerous, wouldn't last. And you compare that to somebody that builds a good product, there's more cost involved in building a good product. And so it even the playing field. Plus it protects the And I don't want to throw off on the younger generation or nothing, but a lot of people are not, you know, when we grew up, you know, we knew something was something structurally sound or not, you know, because we had to work and build our own stuff. Now, they don't. They just take people's word for it. This is, it protects the consumer.
Right. I'm not promoting that we should do that. I'm not saying that. I'm just curious.
I was a commissioner when we did it, too.
You was?
Yeah, yeah.
And do you have a lot of pushback?
You know, the builders really wanted it.
No, you're good. I love it. You're good. I love this.
The builders really wanted it for the most part. We had a lot of builders there that supported it. They're very interested anytime we go through a change in codes or things like that, you know, when you adopt a new set. And the real estate agents were for it, too. And I think mostly the public is for it, too, because it's like DW said, it protects the consumer. Once you put that sheetrock up, you don't know what's behind that wall.
So what I'm seeing is, and again, I'm not pushing it. That would be my county commission have come to me and asked me to push it for me to do it, since I chair, right?
Sure.
Be careful what I do. But what I'm seeing is there's almost as many people in my county that are starting to want it as there is that don't want it. Okay, and your ones that don't want it is historically the ones that's lived there all their life, like Denny Wayne said.
Well, they want to go
older generation.
They want to go build a barn, and they think it's going to be inspected. And like you just said, those stuff that thing is not inspected, but they don't understand. Like we haven't informed them enough, right, Randy? I mean, we probably don't put the information out there. Maybe they're not getting it where they can understand that this might be a good thing for our county.
We don't do renovations either, do you? Yeah. We're only doing new residential.
Well, if they add on to the footprint. Than what we do, but not just to revitalize a house or something. Now banks are it's hard to get a loan without having some kind of security.
You wouldn't believe how many letters that I have to do for bank loans saying that we don't have codes.
That's a great point.
And that there's not a CO that's required. Yeah. That is really, really common for me to have to issue that. If it's outside of it.
Yeah. Great information so far with the three mayors this time, Randy Heady, Jackson County, Denny Wayne Robinson, White County, Allen Foster, Cumberland County. We'll be back in a moment after this break.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service, too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Ben Rogers here on Local Matters with Randy Heady from Jackson County, Denny Wayne Robinson from White County, Allen Foster from Cumberland County. We do have a guest in studio that is Randy Heady's wife, Joyce. And she has been entertained so
being
far.
Very good over there, too, Joyce.
Yeah, she is.
She's very good.
Yep, she's doing great. We're missing
Smith County. This is hard for you.
This is hard. We're missing Smith County Mayor Jeff Mason, but next time he'll be
back. What's different about Jeff being gone? What is it?
I get to talk, son.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Mic time for everybody, right?
Mic time for everybody.
So the first time, I'll tell the story, the first time I ever had Denny Wayne on, I had him on with another mayor, and we will not say the name.
Who was it?
We got done, and when we got done, Denny Wayne got in the car and called me and said, you know what? I love you, and I appreciate you having me, but I'm not ever going to come back with this person because I got to say five words. And I said, you know what? I'm sorry. You're right. You're exactly right. And I had DW on by himself a few weeks later. So it was I learned, he DW's quiet in some way, but he does have a lot of things to say.
DW?
Well,
he's not quiet.
Yeah.
He's not.
I'm quiet. I'm shy.
I'll say this about Denny Wayne, though. If Denny Wayne says anything, you better listen.
That's right.
Because it's usually pretty good.
That's right.
He's friends, though. He's
checks
good friends.
Mail.
Yeah,
I try.
He's friendly.
So, back to the codes thing. And, of course, White County's had it for over a year now, right?
Yes.
DW, and then Cumberland County just did it. How many employees, Denny Wayne, did y'all start with, and how many do you have now?
We started with one, then we had to add one, and then now we're 2.5. We've got a part-time.
You have just one inspector, or you got two inspectors?
We got one inspector.
Okay.
One and a half.
We got one and a half? Okay.
Yeah.
Alan, what about your makeup?
We started with 3 full-time. We have a director that inspects, and then we have an inspector position and an office manager, and then we've got maybe the same guy that does some little part-time work with us too.
Okay.
And they're going to be busy.
Yeah.
They are busy. And we had to go with, we've got 2 part-times.
Okay.
Because when they call in, especially like for a footer, you got 24 hours to get out there. And a lot of times, you may have 1 or 2 at the same time, and you've got to get out there and get that taken care of.
Well, we've talked about this before. Even though the housing prices went up over the last 1.5 years, growth hadn't stopped, right? You guys especially are seeing it in Jackson, White, and Cumberland counties.
Yes.
People are still coming here, or people are still building houses. And so I guess the whole inflation and increase in real estate's not really affecting people that are coming here. So you have that need, right? I'm getting back to that need.
It's growing a lot still in this whole region. I think I've said as long as they can sell their houses on the east or west coast, they're still going to be coming here.
Yeah, I was on Facebook the other day looking for – actually trying to find some information on something in one of my counties. I was trying to get to either the website or a newspaper. And anyway, one of my posts came up with – there's apparently a group in – Coville Group maybe, or Tennessee Group, West Coast and East Coast movers to this Tennessee or something, and people posted about moving from the West Coast to Tennessee. Where do I get a membership? Where do we need to go? All this stuff. And I'm like, oh, wow, I didn't know this thing existed. There's still people coming here.
Are coming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so
I've been used to it with Fairfield, so we've always on a smaller scale, but it's a lot now.
What about sales tax? Have y'all seen a steady decline? Is it staying the same, or is it still going up gradually?
Ours hasn't went up, but it's held its own.
Yeah. I'm 5% up.
We're slightly above last year.
Okay.
We're below budget, but above last year's actuals.
Okay, so you budgeted to be a little bit higher, but it's not off much, I'm sure, because y'all are very conservative on your estimates.
Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, speaking of sales tax, we've got it on the county commission's passed to have a vote for the raise of sales tax to 2.75, and that's going to be coming up in August.
Okay.
That'd be such a good thing for y'all.
I hope that happens.
It does too.
Because the city, they already do that?
City's already 2.75. Yeah.
So that means your schools are losing 0.5%. Or 0.5%.
Yeah.
0.5 cent.
Probably around 800,000 to a million.
And most of your county, I'm guessing you're like everybody else or the smaller ones, that most of your sales taxes is in Lake the city. So it's really not going to change much for the county.
It's not going to change.
Yeah. Other than y'all are going to get a lot of extra money for your school system. Yep.
And the people in the county are still going to be paying basically the same.
That's right, yeah.
So can we talk about this a second?
Sure.
And this is coming up in August, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure y'all are having meetings about it, and you're trying to inform the people, hey, this is only going to help our school system, and you're getting the word out, right?
We're trying our best to get the word out. We had kind of informal work session last night about how can we do this, how can we get the word out, because the county can't pay to advertise this. So this is going to be something that the commission is going to have to, and myself, is going to have to fund themselves to get the word out.
Well, I guess the only thing you could advertise is say we're going to have a town hall to discuss this, but you can't put an ad in the paper, please vote for the sales tax increase at the referendum.
Educates what it's going to take.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that'd be a big win for you.
Yes, it'd be a big win.
Well, I think it's hard to explain that if the county is not at the same maximum as the city, then the city keeps all that extra. So all you got to do is raise it to the same rate, and like you say, they're still going to be paying the same thing when they go to the stores, because most of your stores are already in the city limits paying that higher rate.
Exactly. But the problem is that most people just see tax, yes or no.
Yeah, sure.
They just default no.
And some people probably don't even realize there is a difference, right?
They probably don't.
And so when they
don't realize they're already paying.
Yeah, they don't. So they say it on the referendum, like you said, vote for this tax increase. They're going to hopefully, like Mr. Hady just said, inform them and educate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they can make a good decision.
You know, help support schools better. It may be a slogan that you could use, you know, better support our school system by passing this vote yes.
So let's go back to your hotel, Randy. Your hotel moto tax is probably not a lot in Jackson County because you don't have a lot of hotel. I mean, you have some Airbnbs, I'm sure, that are paying, right?
Yeah, and Wildwood.
Wildwood, yes.
We so get a pretty good limit from them.
Yeah, but this will help. This boutique hotel will bring tourists into downtown.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get hotel motel tax and sales tax, obviously, and so.
Is your hotel tax going to go to tourism?
Yeah, as much as possible. 70%, I hope.
I've said that's something I'm not aware of. So.
I don't know what they're talking
about.
You don't
want to go there.
Okay. Well, they did not set me up. So just so you know, I was curious. Curious minds want to know. I mean, your revenue stream ought to be better, right?
So our hotel motel tax is not what a lot of other counties are. We know that, but it's all relative, right? And we talk about this all the time as county mayors. You know, you can bring – your penny can be worth $120,000 and your penny's worth $25,000. It's relative to the size of your county and your structure, right?
Right.
And that's what matters. And the hotel motel tax is the same way for us. The occupancy tax is what it's called. But this will be a big help to us. And then the city has piggybacked on top of us this year. So they've added that other 2% that you can get that a city can do. So that's going to be a revenue stream for the city. And I think they have hopefully made a verbal commitment to give some of that also back to the chamber so that we can better support our chamber and tourism in Jackson County. We're unlike a lot of other counties. There's a lot of things. I'm limited, right? We are limited in our community on our tax base. But this is something that tourism is something that we've been doing, and it shows. It's paying off. And so we're going to continue to do that and support that in any way that we can.
I think that's great. You three, and of course, I won't exclude Jeff, even though he's not here, are always thinking about improving ways to bring in more revenue for especially a transient revenue, right? Because that's usually those people paying a hotel motel tax is from outside the county. And so that's relief off your taxpayer.
Right. And that helps with the sales tax, too, just FYI throwing that in.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And here's the thing. I mean, that's like Allen's Bucky's, you know? I mean, that's an awesome, and I say Allen's, it's Cumberland County. Sorry, Allen.
That's okay.
But that's a huge tourist attraction.
I'll claim it, too.
So that's a huge tourist attraction. And all those people, because we've been to Bucky's in Crossville, Joyce and I, and we left tax dollars there, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing about tourism is that's free money.
Oh yeah,
you're not paving their roads. You're not keeping them up.
And not educating their kids.
That's exactly right. Busing their kids.
Busing their kids.
That. So that's who you want. You want those dollars.
And the majority of time, you're not running the ambulance service to get them.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
you know, they just come and spend their money and leave.
Unless you got a state park.
Well, I was thinking about that. Some rescues might be going on up there.
But it's worth it.
Yes.
It's worth it. Yeah.
True wisdom given by four people. As always, this has been Rogers on Local Matters. It's time for a break. I'll be back with three mayors in just a moment. Welcome back to Local Matters. Ben Rogers here with three of the four mayors, Allen Foster from Cumberland County, Denny Wayne Robinson from White County, Randy Hetty from Jackson County. Brought his lovely wife in. So some good thing, I think, maybe in Jackson County that happened just on Monday night. Mayor Hetty, the county commission voted to implement TCRS for the commissioners. Is that right?
That is correct.
So what was the discussion and how did that start?
Well, actually, several years ago, we started talking, and I say several, 3 years ago, we talked about the possibility of entering in. It gets harder and harder. I don't know how other counties are, but it gets harder and harder to get people to want to run for county commissioner just because of some of the junk you have to put up with, right? And it is a civic service that and Ben, I know you're a county commissioner in Putman, and it's a big deal. And I spent time on the county commission. I know Denny Wayne did and Allen. And, you know, you get a small paycheck for that. But other than that, you don't
small.
Really – it's small. And you really don't have – for the time you put in, you don't get anything back. So we talked about doing that. We had some former commissioners at the time that had retired from that, and we kind of wanted to give something back to them. And plus, it helps everybody that's on the commission now. And we've been working on this, bringing it up, talking about it, you know, planting a seed. What about this? And then finally, I got really good feedback about a year ago about it. And so we passed to do an actual study to see what the buyback would be like and what it would take to do it. And then this past Monday night, we did vote as county commission. The commissioners voted to do that and to enter the commissioners into the TCRS TCRS, and just really excited. You know, I've got four or five commissioners that's been retired from the commission for several years now, and they're excited about the opportunity to buy back and their portion of that and start drawing a check. And so I'm really Don Chinoy, you remember Don?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don had 16 years. He did eight from 90 to 98, came back on in 14, 22, did eight more. So he's one of those. There's several others, but I knew you knew Don from his time. And so those guys, I appreciate. And then the ones I got on now, I've got several that's got two terms, three terms. And so they're going to get that opportunity, and they're going to have a nice thank you one day when they retire. They're going to have something that says, hey, thank you. And honestly, on a yearly basis, the county's portion for commissioners, it's pennies.
Right.
It's not any money.
Right.
It really just don't get much money for it.
Yeah.
It don't cost much. It's the buyback.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what scares everybody to death. But if we did this 25, 30 years ago, buyback been a whole lot less, right?
So how do they do that, Randy? With because the county commission is not a full time elected position, right? So how does the state treat TCRS for a county commissioner?
So it's much different. You have four different levels you can buy in. You can do a $7 a month version, $8, and then you got a 17 something that actually changes. It has a cost of living into it, and then you have a $25 option that also changes. It's went up over the years.
Okay.
But the 7 and 8 never change, and they're rock solid. We did the $8 version because the buyback was so much less than the other two.
Right.
It's considerable. Then that you would take your years. If you have 8 years of service, and it only takes five to get vested, just like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have 8 years of service, you're going to take the eight times the eight, and they'll draw a $64 a month check for the rest of their life, which you can also have the four different versions of TCRS that you can choose once you do retire, which changes that amount, right?
Gotcha. So,
can you do legacy at this point? I may have missed.
Yes.
You still can.
You still can. It doesn't change the four different versions that you can pick, and that's what you're going by. There's four mm-hmm. different versions when you retire.
Employees already had it? Did your employees already have
it? Oh, yeah, we've been in it.
So that's probably why you can still do legacy.
Yeah,
I don't think you can start from scratch and do it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's good information. Dwayne, does Watt County let commissioners participate?
No, but we have talked about it in the past, looked at it, and I still try to bring it up occasionally because it is a good thing. Like I say, you have a hard time getting participation anymore.
Yeah,
I have one or two districts that a lot of people run, but there's a few of them that you're having to search for people to run.
You are. I've had to make phone calls and say, hey, would you be interested in this? Not trying to find who I want just because I didn't have nobody.
Didn't have nobody.
This last time, the guy had said I had six districts. I only had two. I only had one. And two people I knew had mentioned to me, hey, if you ever have a hard time getting commissioners, let me know. I might run. So I called both of those and said, hey, here's your opportunity. And one of them had to be a write-in.
It can be tough to get them. And you think about it, too, with the budgets and everything and all the requirements. What percentage of your budget now are just mandated by the state already?
Right.
So there's you know, there's only a small percentage of budget you really have control over. And so it's a tough job. I thoroughly enjoyed being the commissioner, though. I really did.
So that's where you learn how it works.
Yeah.
Rubber meets the road, as they say.
It was invaluable for me. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't take nothing for the 8 years I spent before I run for mayor.
Well, I'll say this.
Joyce will tell you that. And it's a fact. I learned so much that prepared me for the moment that I did decide to run for mayor.
Well, and I'm not saying this because y'all are here, but I can vouch. I've been in government for 19 years with CTAS, and I've served all three of you as county commissioners and county mayors. And so every county has county commissioners that work, right, that are involved and that participate. And I can say that all three of you were those county commissioners. I would hear from all three of you. Probably maybe little Randy a little bit more, but Denny Wayne called me, and Alan mainly emailed, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
he usually called or emailed back, too.
Usually.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
But I can say you all are working county commissioners. You know, we're talking about working mayors, but you all are working county commissioners, and I wish every county had the majority of that. Sometimes it don't work out, but they're not incentivized. Some of them are not incentivized, so they feel like they don't maybe should put in a lot of effort. Well, that new legislation that's in – on the floor now about commissioner training. They have to do it, right? There's required training for them to do. Well, let's incentivize them. So they're putting in their ability to pay a county commissioner for completing training. So maybe that will draw county commissioner people to run for county commissioner.
I've heard about paying them. I've heard about the not being eligible for re-election.
There's a carrot and a stick.
Yep. It's both ways, and I just learned that last week. Mm-hmm. There, if you don't do the training, you can't be on the ballot the next time, mm-hmm. which it scares me, right? Because I got good county commissioners, and I mean good ones, and I don't know how incentivized they are to do educational, but they're really good, and they're involved.
But if they go to one conference, and there are some good ones that are important, you got your hours.
Or everything's online.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's not like you're...
But this
they're incentivizing
right.
to them to do it, and I think if they do that, then they'll be more likely to attend the training.
Yeah, it's about rolled out with another big word there.
I know.
It was real close.
Yeah, I almost had a $10 word come out, but I just couldn't get it out. It was too hard.
Laborious.
Laborious, yeah.
Was it going to be a real word or just... one he made up or what? I don't know.
That's y'all are great. So good job, Jackson County.
Yeah.
Cumming County's had it for how long? Did you say
they've had it as long as I can recall?
That's awesome.
When I was elected, they were had it. The school board
is they on have it too. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's
and,
really.
And my hope is the school board jumps on top of this and joins too. They can now. See, the school board can't get in if the county don't get in. If the county commissioners don't.
Right.
A lot of people don't know that.
Right.
So I'm hoping that, I've not reached out to Hardy, Director of Schools, Jason Hardy, yet and said, hey, won't you do this? I'm hoping, as Allen, Cumberland County does, I hope we do that because it gives you a reason to want to run.
Sure. We got a couple minutes left. Anything big budget y'all looking for this year? I know it's budget time. Anything that you're all trying to do that you haven't done before? Is it business as usual? I mean, what's the mindset right now in y'all's counties?
Well, compensation for county employees is always a top of the list.
Right.
I don't think you can ever pay them enough. had to go there. But
we have to attend your budget committee meetings to see what we got to do in Cumberland County. Huh?
Is that because you're losing employees?
Can I get a schedule of your meeting so I can come
over? I want to say this on the radio. Jackson County is not looking at a property tax increase. We are done.
I don't know that we're not looking at
neither is either. Cumberland.
Yeah, we're not either. We're not either, but you're still trying to figure out a way to increase their salary. We talked about a lot of growth that we had, but this sales tax ratio has killed it for me this year. I'm not going to net anything. And thank goodness I had the growth, because if I didn't, I would have actually lost revenue.
Right.
That's this current budget, right?
Yeah. Right. Working off next.
What's your ratio? Do you know?
I'm being told it's going to be somewhere between 0.58 and 0.61.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, that's a
I haven't heard ours yet.
He's in that extra year.
Yeah.
He's a year ahead of me. Next year, I'll have that next hit again.
Well, unless the legislation changes.
It'll still hit.
Well, if you go to two-year reappraisal...
You
won't have a ratio study.
You'll have it next year.
And I don't know that we'll ever be able to do that. Four. I mean, I've got mixed emotions about having to go to 4-year reappraisals. That's just me personally.
Well, there's good and bad. The good is you don't have to lose your growth or your growth on ratios. The ratio analysis. Have to lose that growth on property tax and public utilities. The bad is you're constantly doing reappraisal, and then so it can go the way. Guys, thanks for being here. Did y'all miss Jeff?
Who?
Okay. Joyce, thank you for tolerating us.
Jeff.
I think maybe you can. But anyway, okay. Thank you for being here. We appreciate y'all. We will have Jeff on soon, and maybe he'll listen. So thank y'all for what you do. Folks, thanks for listening. Appreciate my producer, Jake. Hope everybody has a great weekend.
Thanks, Jake.
Jake is the man. Hope everybody has a good weekend. Remember, it's a lot easier to smile than it is a frown. Make somebody's day. Be kind. Just don't be mean to people. Love on each other, and we'll all be good. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.